why don't we invite Alma to kick this off and just give us a thumbnail sketch of what happened just about a week ago, Friday morning, the 8th of July, as they drove down a rural road near Boise, Idaho.
Very good.
Good evening, Alma.
Good evening.
Hi, Alma. And Alma, you are Jay's aunt, right?
Yes.
Okay, great. And as Peter was saying, tell us a little bit about what happened.
Where we were driving into Meridian on Cherry Lane Road, and we were discussing 911 and the bombing in London, and we were just enjoying the ride. My nephew was going around 45. My grandchildren were sleeping in the back. I had bought a car from him, so I was letting him drive it back to Meridian from Fruitland, Idaho, where I live. And all of a sudden, a bright light come upon us, and Jay said, "What the heck?" He said, like, it's a UFO. And then at the same time, I turned, and I was blinded by this bright light, and I, oh, it's going to land on us. But at the same time, I turned to my nephew, and I could just see the light was so bright that I could just see his shadow. But all this was going in seconds, and I had my grandchildren asleep in the back seat. You know, they're my whole life, mm-hmm. And so I was concerned about their safety. And then I quickly turned in a second in front of me, and I seen something like a disc or a big frisbee just for a second, and then the light was kind of like a healing light upon me, and I at that time I feel that my power was so strong for the safety of my grandchildren that it just seemed to have beamed away. I turned, because I was on the passenger side, and then I said, "Jay, that plane is going to crash. It's running. It's just so low." Then it was dark, and then it disappeared. Then I seen a flashing blue light, and then I just it seemed like I was dazed. I said, "What time is it?" He said, "It's 12:05." Then at the time it was like a matter of like 15 seconds or less.
Mm-hmm.
I said, "Well, move it. I feel like I put the children in danger." And I said, "Well, where did it go?" And I was looking up and there was nothing. It was dark.
Did it have any sound, Alma?
Pardon?
Did it have any sound to it?
There was more like a humming sound. It was smooth. I was mostly, like I said, in a daze.
Yeah.
Mostly concerned for my grandchildren. And then I said, "You know, Jay, if we didn't have the children, we could pull over and see where it went. But I said, let's move on and go."
Yeah,
he was driving about 45, and it was... what I was going to explain about this beam on me, it was so like a spiritual healing, peaceful. I wasn't afraid for me, but it was for my grandchildren.
Was it like they were trying to communicate with you, Alma, through
beam? I felt that my power was so strong for their safety. That was all I was concerned about, you know. That it was just almost hitting me. It was like a golden light. But like I said, everything went in seconds, and then it just zoomed away, and I suddenly felt like I had been on a nap, and I said, "What time is it?" He said, "It's 12:05.
All right.
And then I couldn't find it, and the children, I glanced, they were still sleeping,
it was something, I'm sure. Hey, Peter, with that, let's bring Jay in, all right?
Are you with us, Jay?
Yeah, hello.
Oh, thank you for coming on the line tonight. I can't thank you enough, and my gratitude to your aunt as well for making yourselves available, and I know you've not been feeling well today, Jay, so we're particularly indebted to you.
Thank you.
tell us, if you would please, where you were and what happened from start to finish. What did you first see, and how did the events unfold a week ago, please?
Well, the first thing that I saw from out of nowhere were these four round bright lights that came up to the side of the car and was keeping speed with the side of the car, and it was at the same level as was where I was sitting, so it was right there in my face. And I was thinking, what the heck could that be? And it flew over the car, and there was maybe a clearance of 2 feet between us and the object. And I was going to reach up because there's a sunroof in the car, but by the time I reached up, it was already out in the field, and it was very low. Mm-hmm. And it looked like a large wing to me, but more like a saucer. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking this thing that's maybe 1 foot off the ground in the field. And I'm thinking, well, if that was a plane, it would have made some kind of a noise, because planes usually do make a lot of noise. And a helicopter, I would have known if that was a helicopter, because helicopters, you can hear them.
So you don't think it was any kind of aircraft that was spraying an aerial applicator, spraying agricultural chemicals or anything along those lines, eh?
Right, because the only thing that you could hear was just the sound of vacuum, or, like Alma said, a real light humming noise.
Mm-hmm. Jay, did you ever think for a moment, we really must have some incredible technology to have some kind of a craft like this? Or did you begin to think, where in the heck did this thing come from?
Yeah, when I got home, I couldn't sleep for a couple hours because I was trying to think, well, the universe is so big that there has to be other life out there.
How did it leave? How did it disappear?
Well, I noticed that after it went down into the field, it made a flip. It flipped around to the left, and the bright white lights had gone out by this time, and a smaller blue flashing light came on, and it wobbled straight up into the sky. It wasn't a straight vertical ascent. It was more like a wobble, like a bubble would make.
Now, this wound that you have now on your left foot, a picture of which we've put up on our website, coasttocoastam.com, when did you notice that?
When I got home and I was taking my shoes and socks off, I saw the red mark on my foot. I was trying to think about where it would come from, and I can't think of where it came from at all.
And that's the only part of your body that has any kind of wound or anything like that?
Yeah. It looks a lot like a burn.